Once upon a time, Polly just wanted a cracker. Nowadays, Polly might want a Zoom call.
Eleanor, which friend would you like to call?
Eleanor is one of 18 parrots in a recent study that asked whether video calls could help pet parrots fulfill their social needs.
You want to call Rosie?
Parrots are incredibly socially complex creatures. They surpass 6 and 7-year-old children in puzzle tasks and memory skills.
That is Jennifer Kuna of Northeastern University. She co-authored the study.
They have high mental needs that aren't always catered to very well in companion situations.
And pet birds of a feather shouldn't always flock together, according to another lead researcher, Ilyena Hirsky-Douglas from the University of Glasgow.
A very high percentage of them have diseases which can be transferred when in-person interaction takes place.
So Hirsky-Douglas and Kuna got together with lead author Rebecca Kleinberger, also of Northeastern University, to see if parrots in captivity could find companionship through video calls.
We taught them first to ring a bell, then the tablet would be presented.
One of two images of fellow parrots would appear on a phone or tablet, and using their beaks or tongues, the parrots would choose.
Who would you like to call this time?
To see how much the parrots actually wanted to spend time on video chats, researchers measured engagement and agency.
So how frequently they rang other parrots when the system was available, and then how quickly they used the system.
They were prepared to see negative reactions from the birds, like aggression. But, you know, instead,
we saw a lot of social behaviors that you would see potentially between birds that were together or in the wild. So mirroring behaviors where they might move in the same kind of way, dancing, singing together. They really seem to, as one owner said, like come alive during the calls.
So there is a potential of connection from animals through the screen, but there are also a lot of risk.
That's lead author Rebecca Kleinberger, who said her team kept the study to 18 parrots to manage those risks. They weren't sure how the birds would respond to the study, but the researchers did conclude that video calling technology could reproduce some of the social benefits of living in a flock, even between parrot species.
And Jennifer Kuna says some of the birds still ask to chat with their pals.
Some of the birds continue to call each other. So I think that there's a lot of long-term potential for these kinds of relationships.
In other words, maybe what Polly wants is a lasting friendship, even through a screen.